Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
644, 16 till 7, Tuesday morning. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thanks for getting it started with me here. It's going to be summer-like for the most part of the week. Maybe a little chance of a sprinkle here or there. You never can rule that out. And then Friday, it turns a little bit cooler. Highs of 82, not really a cool front. Lower humidity Saturday, highs of 80. And then Sunday, clouds move in, but nice for Mother's Day. 20% chance for showers, and highs are only going to be in the 70s, which is kind of non-traditional for Mother's Day because it's usually hot and humid as all get out. Mark Shirley joins us now, crawfish specialist with the LSU Ag Center. We've spoken with him throughout the crawfish season. Again, update on where we stand now. How you doing, Mark?
Doing pretty good, Tommy. Things look a whole lot better than when we talked last, a month or so ago. There are some crawfish available. So, in fact, you may even find some crawfish to have a Mother's Day crawfish boil this coming weekend.
Mark, I got to tell you, it didn't turn out anywhere near as bad, to me at least, as I thought it was going to be. I was expecting really the worst, and now to hear that, well, let's talk about prices too, I guess, as we head into Mother's Day. The prices are not that outrageous, are they?
No, they're coming down to actually about what they would be on average, you know, in past years for this time. And this is the peak of the season right now. Okay, April, May is the peak of the season where the ponds are still producing, and also the Chaffee Basin is producing some crawfish too.
So what is it that maybe changed to make it a little bit less bad than we thought it was going to be?
Well, okay, when I say it's less bad, it's still not up to what we should be. Talking to a buyer just yesterday morning, this first week of May, last week, when their supply of crawfish is still 50% of what it would be last year or last 10-year average.
Say that number again, so, Mark. 50?
50% of what they normally would buy, you know, this week.
Gotcha.
Now, for the season, going back and adding up all that they've bought since December all the way to the end of April, their total volume that they purchase is only about 30 to 33%. So, the predictions of, a short supply, is true. It's just that we're kind of peaking. And, like I say, the Chaffee Basin, water level is up, and they can catch some crawfish out of there. So that supply is helping supplement the farm supply of crawfish.
Go ahead.
So we do have some crawfish available. I was thinking that we're going to still be down in the 20% of normal, but it has increased quite a bit. Now, the other thing that has happened is there were quite a few thousand acres of crawfish pond that just did not produce at all, and farmers had to go ahead and just drain those fields back in March and last month in April, and plant some rice. So, you know, as a kind of alternative crop, just kind of salvage, you know, some money, try to make some money out of those fields. They planted more acres of rice this spring. So that's kind of the situation. The farmers overall, still the total volume of crawfish produced from the farm ponds is down, okay? But because this is, you know, typically the peak of the season, there is some crawfish available. So like I say, take advantage of the situation right now. This coming weekend, you know, boil some crawfish for mom. Drive through the drive-through place, pick up a few pounds, enjoy some. So, yeah, get them while they're here.
Where are the prices now? Do you know average, like live by the sack or boiled, or is there such a thing that you have, Mark?
Yeah, it's still kind of variable. The peeler crawfish, the smaller crawfish that are normally peeled for the meat, those are the cheapest ones. But if you get the large crawfish, large select, you're going to pay, you know, twice as much for those. So, the price right now really kind of depends on what size you're getting. And actually, it depends on what size, you know, your vendor might have. You know, there in New Orleans, if you're getting it from a seafood market, it kind of depends on where they're getting their supply. Let's see. Somebody told me that a lot of the basin crawfish right now are still that young crop, and those are kind of a peeler to a medium size. So, again, that kind of depends on which part of the basin they're fishing. So it's kind of all over the place. I guess let the buyer beware. You know, look at the crawfish and – you know, you can pick the sack of small ones, or you can pick that sack of big ones. And the big one's going to be a little bit more expensive. But
let me take a break. Good. Mark, I just learned something. I lived here all my life, and I didn't know that they had peeler to medium size, and then they had large select crawfish. I didn't realize. I thought you just bought them, and what was in the sack was in the sack. I didn't know that. We'll talk more about that when we come back, all right? Mark Shirley, our guest, crawfish specialist with the LSU Ag Center. You got any questions about crawfish? Somebody texted in about crawfish meat, and I guess they would be talking about the peeler to medium size or the tails that you can buy. We'll talk more when we return. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
6:55, 5 till 7. I enjoy the text that I get from you all at 504-260-1870. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Somebody says, when you find out Tommy doesn't know about different size crawfish, well, to be clear, whoever texted this in, 2779, I know that crawfish are different size, but I didn't realize. I know when you buy crabs, Mark, you know, you can get like the number ones or twos or whatever, and it's hard to find the really big crabs. But all I know is whenever I boil crawfish, I just went to the Salvo's and got a sack of crawfish. I don't know. I just bought a sack, and then when you go to eat them, you just get crawfish. Go ahead.
So if you get a sack of crawfish, you can count them out just like they do shrimp. You know, but with case of crawfish, you really large select, are going to be about 13 to 15 crawfish per pound. Your medium size is going to be 18, 20, 22 crawfish per pound. Peelers, when we term peelers, that's going to be maybe 22 to 25, 28 crawfish per pound.
So, and see, that confuses me because I peel them all and eat them. I don't you mean these go to factories or something or what?
Well, yeah. So the peelers go to the processing plants where they actually have, you know, a bunch of people standing around tables peeling those crawfish, and that meat goes into a little bag, and that's what you get in the store.
I got you.
Make sure you look at the fine print on that pack and make sure it's Louisiana crawfish, not, you know, something from China. But the size of the crawfish also determines the yield. So if you buy a sack of the medium or peeler crawfish, you're actually going to get more pounds of crawfish meat. Now, it'll take you a few more times of peeling to get
really?
That. But medium small to small crawfish, they'll yield in 100 pounds of live crawfish, you get probably 15, 16 pounds of meat. If you peel the large crawfish, you're probably going to get maybe 12 pounds of meat.
So you're getting more shell and you're buying meat, but you're just getting it quicker because you have to do less peeling.
Right. So the big crawfish, you know, they look really tempting, but there's more weight in the claws and the shell, so you don't get quite as much meat yield. But it's still just as good to eat. So
yeah. Well, let me just say this to texter number 2779. Did you know about that? About that, if you got the peelers, you're going to get more meat. You could peel more, but you're going to get more meat. I bet nobody knew that. Tell me some more stuff, Mark.
I don't know. It's just time to eat some crawfish.
It is time to eat some crawfish. Tell me about next year and what happens now with. I know you talked about the farmers having to flood the fields and go to rice because the crawfish weren't there. So what happens, compare and contrast what happens with them and then with the basin crawfish?
Okay, so in preparation for next year's crawfish season, those crawfish farmers right now in May, they are stocking their crawfish ponds for next year. So in that rice field, that the rice is about 12, 14 inches tall right now. It's time to add some crawfish to those fields. So the good thing is that we're worried that there would not be enough supply and the price would be too high that the farmers could not stock the fields. But it looks like we are getting still some supply from the crawfish ponds, and we're also getting some basin crawfish. So farmers, if they have some money left over or some pocket change they saved up, they can go buy some stock and put in those fields so that they'll have crawfish for next season.
Real quick, somebody wants to know if they'll be able to get them by the 25th. I guess maybe a graduation thing or something they got planned?
Yeah, there should be plenty still, in the next 2 or 3 weeks of May. So I think we're good for the rest of this month.
And then by June, pretty much over?
By June, the rest of the ponds will start to taper off quite a bit. The really unknown is the Chaffly Basin. Okay, those crawfish that are kind of the peeler to the medium size right now, by June.
We'll get you next time, Mark.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.